And welcome back to the second part of our free agency recap, where we're going to be doing the NFC teams today, which includes the NFC North, East, South, and West. And we're going to start out in the NFC North with the Green Bay Packers, who had a very uneventful free agency, and the only move they made was to re-sign running back Aaron Jones. What grade are y'all going to give it, and do you like the move of re-signing Aaron Jones, since it is the only one they did? I'm going to start out with Anthony on this one.
It was a very boring offseason. I think it was kind of an overpay on Aaron Jones, so I'm going to give it a B minus, very close to a C plus.
All right, Chase, what do you think about this one?
I'll give him a regular B. I feel like they avoided giving him Zeke money, which is probably pretty good.
I agree.
But they really didn't do anything else.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a B minus. I like the Aaron Jones signing. I think that he's a really good running back, and he's a very integral part of that offense. But I think that they should have gone out and got another wide receiver. I think that, in my opinion, their biggest need is a second wide receiver behind Davante Adams. I think that if they would have been able to go out and get a Will Fuller or a Curtis Samuel or even a Sammy Watkins, that it would have been a better free agency for them, and their grade would be higher. Just the fact that they did basically nothing, they just retained one player. And running back at that, who's a very easily replaceable position.
Yeah.
I think that they could have done better, so I'm just going to give him a B minus. The next team in the NFC North is the Chicago Bears, who signed quarterback Andy Dalton, Jeremiah Atashu, Desmond Trufant, and Angelo Blackson. What grade are we giving the Bears here? I'm going to start out with Chase on this one.
I'll give him a C plus. I don't know why you'd sign Andy Dalton to be your starter. That's really the only thing.
Yeah, it's not a good move for the Bears, especially that particular one. Anthony, which one do you? What do you think?
I'm gonna give them a C minus. I didn't like what they did, and I think the Andy Dalton signing is just showing how bad that franchise is.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a C plus. I think that the Andy Dalton signing, it's not a great signing, but I think that it could end up being something. But I think that the fact that you had to cut your All-Pro corner in Kyle Fuller, just to clear the cap space for him, it just doesn't make sense to me. You could have easily kept Trubisky on for another year, and you still have Nick Foles on the roster. So I think that it's a C plus, just because I like the Desmond Trufant signing a little bit. I think that if he can get past his injuries, he'll be a solid starting safety for them. And that's the only thing that's really keeping them above floating water right now. So C plus for the Bears. The Andy Dalton signing is terrible because you lost your All-Pro corner to sign Andy Dalton when you could easily have just tanked a year and gotten someone else in the draft, especially with this loaded quarterback class. You could have gotten Mond in the second round. You could have gotten
I don't know if Mond is a second rounder, but yeah.
I don't think he is either, but that's some people have him graded that high. Because I have no idea why. Moving on to the Vikings, who signed Dalvin Thompson, Patrick Peterson, and Nick Vigil. I'm going to start out on this one. I really like the Vikings free agency. I think that they bolstered the defense, made it so much better. I think that the Patrick Peterson signing, him, Harrison Smith, are going to be a very good combo next year. I'm really looking forward to the Vikings defense next year, so I'm going to give them a B+.
I'll agree with you on this one. I really like Patrick Peterson. Just improved.
Yeah. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B+2. Patrick Peterson goes into a group with their two starters who were rookies last year, Cameron Dantzler and Jeff Gladney. I think he's going to provide that veteran presence. I like that move, B+.
Yes. The Vikings so far have done the best, which is not saying very much. As we move on to the Detroit Lions, who traded for Michael Brockers, they signed wide receiver Tyrell Williams, wide receiver Brashad Perryman, and Romeo Okwara. Anthony, what grade do you think the Lions should get here?
I'm going to go another B. I love the Brashad Perryman signing. Sorry, and I think he's a really underrated receiver. He was good with New York last year. He was good with the Browns year before that. I think it helps out Jared Goff. And they bolstered their D-line, so just a B for me.
I'm going to agree with Anthony on this one. I don't think they made any big splashes on a roster that needed a lot of help.
Needed a big splash.
Yeah. But I feel like the Jared Goff, I'm the trade for Matthew Stafford was trading Matthew Stafford is probably the best thing they did.
Yeah, they ended up getting a couple first rounders out of it, which are could be used in future trades. I am going to give them a B here as well. I really like the trading, the Michael Brockers trade. I think that Tyrell Williams is a really underrated wide receiver. And I think that, yes, they could have done more, but they're also the Detroit Lions, and no one wants to go live in the Motor City, especially to play sports. I mean, their sports teams are historically bad. The Detroit Tigers have drafted more NFL MVPs than the Lions have, so that's kind of a problem. So that's what, and yeah, Detroit's just dysfunctional, and the fact that they were able to get an influx of minor talent in Brockers and Williams gets them a good grade here. Moving on to the NFC East, which has the Washington football team, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to start out with the Washington football team, who signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel, Adam Humphries, and William Jackson. What grade are you giving them, Chase?
I'll give them a B. I feel like they needed more talent. I feel like they only won the NFC East because everyone else just sucked so much. And you bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's an older quarterback, and they release Alex Smith. I don't feel like they did a lot to improve.
I disagree, but I'll let Anthony go before I.
I'm going to give it a B+, very close to an A-. I love the Ryan Fitzpatrick signing. They got a proven quarterback to start over Taylor Heinicke. They get Curtis Samuel to pair up with Terry McLaurin, which will be a scary duo. They lost Ronald Darby in free agency, and they went out and got William Jackson. I love what the Washington football team did with their free agency.
I'm going to give them an A- here. I really like the Fitzpatrick signing. I think that the Curtis Samuel signing is a good signing as well, but I think that the Adam Humphries signing, you have McLaurin and Samuel on the outside, and then you can put Adam Humphries into the slot, which for Ryan Fitzpatrick is a very important thing to do. And am I mad that they released Alex Smith? Yes. I think that they didn't give him enough of a shot. But I also think that he was supposed to never play football again, and then he said, just kidding, I'm going to come back and play. And yes, he did. He led him to the playoffs. He did all these things. But I think that you have to take into account the fact that, well, he's basically on a rebuilt leg, and the possibility of him getting injured again is quite high. And I want him to succeed. I want him to get on a roster to just mentor or even start on it for a team, but I just think that the Ryan Fitzpatrick signing makes more sense for the Washington football team right now. So I'm going to give them the A- because they made their offense way more scary to go along with their scary defense. The next team we have is the New York Giants, who signed Kenny Golladay, Adoree Jackson, Kyle Rudolph, John Ross, and they re-signed Leonard Williams. I'm going to start out on this one. I'm going to give them an A right here. I love the signings. I love the fact that they got Kenny Golladay to pair next to Sterling Shepard and John Ross to be that speed guy, assuming he can stay healthy. And then Kyle Rudolph, an older tight end, yes, but you can put him next to Evan Ingram, and that's a really nice tight end duo, and Adoree Jackson to just make that secondary that's young way better. Chase, what are your thoughts on the Giants?
I'll give him an A, too. I really like the Kenny Golladay signing. I was really thinking he was going to go to the Patriots, but I'm glad the Giants signed him. They really needed that other wide receiver. Because outside of Sterling Shepard, they had nobody. They had, like, practice squad guys playing wide receiver last year and the year before. So they really got a good guy for Daniel Jones to really prove himself this coming year. And I really think Leonard Williams is an underrated defensive lineman.
I agree with that. Anthony, what grade are you giving the Giants here?
I'm going to give them an A. I love that Kenny Golladay signing and Adoree Jackson comes in. Helps kind of, you know, give them an opposite James Bradbury. I think that they're finally ready to contend. Daniel Jones just has to step up this season.
Daniel Jones, it is a make-or-break year for Daniel Jones here, I think. And if he doesn't make the playoffs or have at least 8 wins, I think that he's going to be out in New York. But that's just my personal opinion. Moving to our hometown of Dallas moving to the hometown team, the Dallas Cowboys, who signed Keanu Neal, DeMonte KZ, and they re-signed Jordan Lewis. Chase, you're the Cowboys fan here. What do you think about the moves that the Cowboys did?
I'm gonna give them a B, very close to a B-. I feel like they could have done a lot more in the secondary. I like Keanu Neal, but there are a lot of better players out there that they just didn't sign. I feel like they have like a quite a decent amount of cap space this year.
So I think that somehow Jerry finessed extra cap space. I don't know how he did it, but he said that he had some, and I don't know how he did it, especially after the Dak contract.
Yeah, the best thing they did by far was re-sign Dak to a real contract that wasn't a franchise tag, but other than that, they needed a lot more pieces on in the secondary, and they just didn't get them.
I totally agree with that. Anthony, what grade are you going to give him?
I'm going to give him a C+. I like the Keanu Neal signing, but that was really the only thing that they did. Jordan Lewis, I get he's decent, but he's not the best. I think he still needs some secondary help, like Chase said. But, again, not much, so C+.
I'm going to have to go with Anthony and give him a C+ here. I think that the DeMonte KZ signing is okay. He's a pretty good safety. But they signed Keanu Neal to play a sub-linebacker position, which is something that you shouldn't really be searching for in free agency. You should just have a guy on your roster who can play safety and sub-linebacker, but you shouldn't sign a guy just to play sub-linebacker. And I think that they could have done more. They're an attractive free agent destination just because of the America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys, all the clout that you get from that. So I think that they could have done more, so I'm going to give them a C+ here. Moving on to my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, who basically did nothing. They were rumored to be involved in everything and did nothing. They signed Anthony Harris and Joe Flacco after being rumored to be signing Adoree Jackson, Juju Smith-Schuster. After being in all these rumors, we got Anthony Harris and Joe Flacco. I'm going to give him a C because I think that Joe Flacco is going to come in and contend for that starting job, and I think that Anthony Harris is a very nice, is an underrated safety in the NFL.
This franchise is sad if you're saying Joe Flacco is going to come and start.
Joe Flacco's a good quarterback. What are you talking about?
He's old as heck.
Yeah, he's
Joe
old.
Flacco is elite.
That's true, but.
No, he's not elite. Jalen Hurts all the way.
I mean, I'd be okay with either one. I don't like Jalen Hurts that much, though.
I'm going to give him a C-. They need help, and they did not get help.
You're telling me.
Yeah, C- as well. I love the Anthony Harris signing, but you didn't get any receivers.
And then they traded back.
Yeah, I was really hoping for Ja'Marr Chase. It's the only thing I've ever wanted more.
Could have gotten a superstar wide receiver. He's like, no, we're gonna trade back.
We could have gotten Ja'Marr Chase, and now we're probably gonna get. But there's a chance that we get Jalen Waddle, which I'd be okay with. The only person who I do not want is Devontae Smith.
No way any of them last that long. They're not making it to pick 12.
I don't want to see Jalen Waddle make
it. Or we trade back with either the football team, the Colts, or the Cardinals, or someone back around the 20 area and take Rashad Bateman.
What's wrong with Devontae Smith?
He's too tiny. He's going to get bullied by an NFL corner who plays physical. Devontae Smith will get destroyed by Jalen Ramsey. Devontae Smith will get destroyed by basically.
I mean, there are a bunch of NFL talent corners in the SEC that he has played against before.
Yeah,
and
he plays up to the person who's covering him.
Yeah, I just don't want him. I think that he's gonna, and his size is gonna.
I don't think you even have to worry about getting him. He's not gonna be there.
Well, yeah. Don't lower my hopes like that. I need to have something to be hopeful for. Moving on to the NFC South, which has the Saints, the Bucks, the Falcons, and the Panthers. Also, these teams didn't do very much, minus the one team. We're going to start out with the Saints, who signed Nick Vannett and re-signed Jameis Winston, along with re-signing Taysom Hill to a deal which made no sense. Anthony, what are your thoughts on the Saints here?
I really like the Jameis Winston signing. If teams have them, finishing with a losing record, I think they're still going to contend. I think Jameis Winston's a really good quarterback. Sean Payton is a really good head coach. But other than that, they got a decent, okay tight end and a good edge rusher. But other than that, nothing. So B-, purely because of the Jameis Winston signing.
B-.
I'll give him a B. I'll give him a B for staying like neutral. They didn't really do much. They restructured Taysom Hill, so they're not paying him as much as they. Like it seems like they're paying him a lot on the surface, but it's not. Like they made it. So
yeah, they made it so that they can, if he doesn't do the things that Taysom Hill does, they have a way out.
Yeah, but I really like Jameis Winston. I feel like he can vitalize his career here, and I feel he can definitely do that with the Saints.
I agree. I'm going to give him a B- here. I like the Jameis Winston signing, and I don't think that they're going to be contenders. They might have a down year, maybe get 7 or 8 wins as opposed to the 12 to 11-12 that we're used to from the New Orleans Saints. But I think that this is going to be a year where Jameis just learns the offense, because I think he is the future of that franchise. They brought him in, sat him under Drew Brees for a year, and basically let Drew Brees pick his errands. He said, and Drew has, and Jameis had the quarterback connection, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Like, Drew taught Jameis a bunch of stuff, so I think that Jameis is the future of the Saints. So I really like the fact that they got him for the on the deal that they got him on. So I'm going to give him a B- here. Moving on to the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who re-signed Leonard Fournette, Lavonte David, Shaquille Barrett, Rob Gronkowski, and Ryan Succop, and they extended Tom Brady. It's crazy to say that they're extending Tom Brady when he's 43 now. It's just crazy to me. Anthony, what grade are you giving the Bucs here?
I give them an A-. They kept all their starters from the Super Bowl. Obviously, they're trying to run it back. I think they have the potential to. I think Tom Brady is still the greatest of all time. I think they can definitely contend. So A- the fact they get all their starters.
Chase, what grade are you giving them?
I'll give them an A for keeping that Super Bowl roster together.
Yeah, I'm going to give them an A here too. I like that they kept the Super Bowl roster together. I really like that they got Leonard Fournette back. The only person who I want to see them try and go get back now is Antonio Brown. He was a very underrated part, an integral part of that Tampa Bay offense. Him and Tom Brady have a really good connection, so that's the only thing I want. Only thing holding them back from an A-plus for me is the fact that they haven't gotten Antonio Brown back yet. Moving on to another sad team, or a sad team that happens to be in the NFC South, the Carolina Panthers signed Denzel Perryman, Hassan Reddick, David Moore, Cam Irving, and Pat Elflein. I think that the Panthers could have done did all right here. I'm going to give them a grade of a C+. I mean, they didn't do all that much. They got Hassan Reddick, who I really like, and that's about it. So C+ for the Panthers. Anthony, what do you think about the Panthers move?
I give them B-. I like the Hassan Reddick signing. Helps out on their edge rushers, but again, more than that, nothing else. But the Hassan Reddick signing is really underrated. So B-.
I agree with both of you. I like Hassan Reddick. That's about all.
Yeah, that's about all. They really didn't do that much, and there was a lot more that they could have done. Especially, I think they should have tried to retain Curtis Samuel for another couple years, but it is what it is. Moving on to the last team in the NFC South with the Atlanta Falcons, who signed Mike Davis, Eric Harris, and Brandon Copeland. What do you think about this one, Anthony?
I mean, it was just the Falcons, obviously. Not as good as they used to be. It was pretty boring free agency for them. They got some good pieces, but overall, not as good, so B-.
Chase, what do you think about this one?
I'll give them a C+. Falcons are in a troubled spot right now, and I feel like they needed a lot more than what they got.
I'm going to have to give them just a straight-up C here. I think that they needed a lot more than they got. They needed to get an O lineman, safety, a corner. They needed to get a lot more than they did. They got Mike Davis, who I guess is a pretty good running back, if I'm not mistaken. And they just needed to do a lot more. So I'm going to give them a solid C here because they tried to make some moves, but in the end they didn't.
The only good signing was Mike Davis.
Yeah, the only good signing was Mike Davis, as Anthony just said. Moving on to the final division in the NFC, the NFC West, which has the Seahawks, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Cardinals. We're going to start out with the Seahawks, who signed Gerald Everett. They traded Gabe Jackson and re-signed Carlos Dunlap and Chris Carson. What grade are we giving the Seahawks here, Chase?
I'll give them a B. I think they need more offensive linemen. Did they sign any offensive linemen?
Nope. Yeah, let some of them go.
I feel like even if they just got some swing tackle or swing offensive lineman, they needed an offensive lineman just for depth or just to contend for a spot on the offensive line, but they just didn't do that.
Yeah. Anthony, what grade are you giving them here?
I agree with Chase. They didn't really do much. The Seahawks, the only Gabe Jackson is a pretty good guard, but other than that, nothing. I really like the Carlos Dunlap, but B for me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give him a C+ here. I think that they needed offensive line, and there was some pretty good ones out there. And honestly, they don't seem to be in a position in the draft until the second round, I'm pretty sure, is when they have their first pick because of the Jamal Adams trade. So they don't have a pick in the first round where they can get an offensive lineman. So I think that C-plus here, just because they needed an offensive lineman. Yes, they kept their running back, and yes, they kept a really good D-end and got Russell Wilson a tight end threat. But I think that you didn't fill your most important position of need, which was offensive line. And I think that that's going to be what holds them back from contention every year. Moving on to the Los Angeles Rams, who signed wide receiver DeSean Jackson, Leonard Floyd, and they traded for Matthew Stafford, which I think was a great move. Chase, what do you think about the Rams' moves?
I really like the Stafford trade. He definitely improves the quarterback position. He's always been underrated with the Lions. They just don't get enough attention for them, people to see how good Matthew Stafford really is. But I don't like that they let virtually all of their defensive backs go. I think I forgot what their names were. They both signed with the Browns, right?
John Johnson.
Yeah.
Troy Hill,
yeah.
I don't think that they needed to retain some talent on the defensive backfield.
Yeah, I agree. Anthony, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's what Jay said. I think some secondary help is needed outside Jalen Ramsey. They don't really have much. But again, the Matthew Stafford trade is really good. I think the DeSean Jackson signing is really underrated. He's a veteran. He can go in, and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are really good. He can just help out that team. Can contend for Super Bowl very soon.
I think this is going to be a B for me. I really like the DeSean Jackson signing. Leonard Floyd is a really nice defensive end. And the Matthew Stafford trade for me, it takes that offense to a whole new level. But Jared Goff is a good quarterback, but he's not going to do anything special like Matthew Stafford is going to. And I think that just because they did lose their secondary pieces, but they still have Jalen Ramsey who can just elevate a secondary just by being there. So I'm going to give him a B here. Moving on to the Arizona Cardinals, who had a very good free agency, signing A.J. Green, J.J. Watt, Matt Prater, Malcolm Butler, and they traded for center Rodney Hudson. What grade are we giving the Cardinals here, Anthony?
I really like that they did. I'm going to give them a B+. The Rodney Hudson signing was really good. A.J. Green goes in and he helps that wide receiver room. The only thing I don't like is that Larry Fitzgerald is now a free agent. I did not like that at all. I mean, he's supposed to be a Cardinal for life. But, I mean, I really love the Rodney Hudson signing helped that offensive line. B+ for me.
I'm going to give him an A. I like J.J. Watt. Go in there, possibly contend for a Super Bowl, even though he might be old now. I think I really like the A.J. Green. I feel like he's always – last couple years he's been hurt in Cincinnati. Hopefully he can stay healthy this year. And they got Rodney Hudson for basically nothing.
Yeah. I think I really like the Cardinals here. I'm going to give him a solid A on this one. I really like the fact that they – now have DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green, and Christian Kirk is the third. The J.J. Watt signing is very good. Him and Chandler Jones, assuming both of them can stay healthy, is going to be one of the best pass rush duos in the NFL. And I think that they're trying to make a win-now moves, and I think that they've done that by – and the Matt Prater signing is really good. He's a kicker who's been able to hit clutch field goals. Pretty sure he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos a couple years ago. So I really – like what the Cardinals did here, so they're going to get an A from me. The final team that we have to talk about is the 49ers, who some people say have the best NFC free agency. They signed Mohamed Sanu, Nathan Gary, Samson Ebukam, Alex Mack. They re-signed Kwon Williams, Jakuski Tartt, Jeff Wilson, Trent Williams, and Kyle Juszczyk. What grade are we giving them here, Chase?
I'm going to give them a B+. I feel like they overpaid Trent Williams. He's an old offensive lineman.
I 100% agree on that.
Old offensive linemen don't need to be making that much money. But other than that, got a lot of pieces. Hopefully they can stay healthy this year.
Anthony, what do you think?
I'm going to give him an A-. I love the Kyle Juszczyk re-signing. He's a huge part in their run blocking and even out of the backfield to pass catch. I think he's really good. I agree with the Trent Williams being an overpay. He's their best offensive lineman, but shouldn't pay that much. But I love what they did. The signings have been good. That's an A- for me all around.
I'm going to give them a B here. I think that they the Trent Williams signing, it just doesn't sit right with me. You're giving a 32-year-old offensive lineman a 6-year contract worth quarterback money. It just doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint. I think that they got Mohamed Sanu, who's a pretty good receiver, but I think that they really should have just, I don't know. It's just the Trent Williams signing isn't sitting right with me, and they really shouldn't have made that signing. And it just brings down the 49ers for me. I really like what they did minus the Trent Williams signing. Without the Trent Williams signing, they're probably getting an A- from me, but just because of you're giving a 32-year-old offensive lineman quarterback money, it brings it all the way down for me. And now the part of the show where we go through and we say which team was our favorite team and which team was our least favorite team. And I'm going to start out with Chase. Which team was your favorite team? Which team do you think did the best overall?
I think the Buccaneers did the best overall. Keeping the Super Bowl roster all together is really hard to do. And they accomplished that, and that's, I mean, regardless of how much talent other teams got or received, keeping a Super Bowl roster together is probably the best thing that you could do.
I agree. I totally agree with you. I'm not saying that that's my favorite team, but I agree with what you're saying here. Anthony, what team do you think did the best?
I think it's quite easily the Giants here. They get the number one receiver for Danny Jones. They get a solid number two in John Ross. They get a very good corner opposite James Bradbury and Adoree Jackson. I love what the Giants did. Again, I just think Daniel Jones has to step up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the best team here for me was, honestly, I think it was the Arizona Cardinals. I think that they improved at every position that they re-signed. They created – they're just putting all the pieces around Kyler Murray, and they tried to give him a line help with the Rodney Hudson, which I think actually is a good move for them. So I think it's the Cardinals. They're trying to make a contending roster, and I think that they've made very good strides to doing that. But now on the flip side, which team do you think did the worst, Anthony?
I'm going to say the Cowboys. I mean, they needed a lot of secondary help, and they didn't get that. They signed Keanu Neal, but they're wanting to play linebacker. I don't like what the Cowboys did, not signing enough secondary help. So for the Cowboys, the Cowboys for me.
Chase, which team do you think did the worst?
For me, it's easily the Eagles. Did nothing. They still need a wide receiver. They still need defensive backs. You could argue they need some offensive line help too. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future, but Joe Flacco definitely isn't. Needed a lot of holes and just didn't do anything.
I 100% agree. I was going to say the Eagles, but another team that I think didn't do very good is the Packers. The Packers, they re-signed their running back when they needed to go out and they needed to get a linebacker or a second wide receiver. They lost one of their best O-linemen. Like, the Packers needed to do so much to keep themselves in contention, but I think that they didn't make – they only made the one move, and it was a subpar move at best. Right.
So they also re-signed Kevin King.
Good job for them. I think that Kevin King is all right, but you need a linebacker. You need a second wide receiver. You need a tight end that's not Robert Tonyan, who's probably not going to put anywhere near the same level of production that he did this year ever again.
I think
it's the Packers.
Why would he never do that?
Because he was he's not that good of a tight end. He just had Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I just don't think that he'll be able to replicate what he did, even with Aaron Rodgers. And that's all we have for this week. We'll come back next week and talk about the start of the MLB season, along with some other football and basketball news. See y'all next week.